How's it going, guys? I'm Jeff.
I'm Alyssa.
And I was going to do the normal intro, but I thought we would just start talking. No.
What's the normal intro?
Where I go, you know, welcome to Love the Last Podcast of Faith, Culture, and Answer Your Questions. Ding, 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 ding. You know.
Oh, well, you did it. There you go. Welcome, guys.
Oh, guys, welcome to the podcast. This is a very, 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 very special episode, and that's for a couple reasons. One, Alyssa is going to share part of her story. Two, this is the launch day of the Finding Freedom video series, e-course, workbook.
Woo!
Yeah, whatever you want to call it. It's basically, real quick, it's just basically what launched today is Alyssa and Sadie Robertson basically wrote a Bible study workbook that you can go through personally or as a group that also comes with 8 videos for the group or personally as an e-course or a video series and a bunch of other stuff. And it launched today, and I'm so proud of her.
We've been really keeping this one under wraps.
I know.
And it's been killing me because it's probably one of the projects I'm most excited about.
Yeah.
I'm proud of, and I haven't been able to talk about it.
I know. I'm super, super proud of Alyssa. Real quick, too, if you don't listen to the whole podcast, we just want to hook you up. Use the promo code FREEDOMPODCAST at findingfreedomworkshop.com, and I think it'll give you $10 off. Don't quote me on that. No, I'm just joking. Quote me on that. It's I think it'll give you $10 off, findingfreedomworkshop.com. Use the code FREEDOMPODCAST. Yeah, so it's just for you guys. Don't hit up other people on the internet with that. That's just for y'all. Just joking. You can pass that around, text some friends. But I guess let's just start with how this the origin story, as they like to call it in the MCU, the Marvel Cinematic Universe with superheroes. What is your origin story with Finding Freedom, you know?
I love that you're the one interviewing me.
Yeah, guys, I'm not going to say anything today. I might give a little commentary here and there. I might laugh, but I'm sitting back. I got my water, and I'm just going to interview Alyssa like I'm just some radio host.
It's just so
welcome
fun.
Welcome to the show, Alyssa Bethke. I am just, you're incredible. You're amazing. And my first question is, tell us where.
Well, you know when you do it, I don't know if our listeners have ever done an interview before, but if you've ever interviewed someone, it's totally different, like interviewing someone and you really, I love interviewing someone where I'm like, I could have finally asked all the questions I wanted to ask.
Yeah, I agree with that, yeah.
But you actually know all the answers already. So it's kind of funny. Yeah, it's just like different when you're married and you know.
Yeah. I'm basically interviewing you for the people.
For the people.
For the people. Because I already know everything you're about to say. But okay. Hey, you know what? So, the spirit might lead. Something else might spill out. And
you may learn something.
Yeah, there is a depth to your mind and your heart that just, you never, you know, it cannot be fully explored, you know, in the same way that God, well, it can be, humans can, but God, you know, the Godhead and his, you know, following him, he can never be fully explored, you know? So maybe there's a little bit of a shadow there with you and your image bearingness.
You're funny. Can I just say one thing really quick that has absolutely nothing to do with this? Okay, so I've been thinking a lot lately. We've been studying a lot about the Enneagram and it's like really going around in our community and we're talking about it and it's just really fun to find out what my friends are and what their husbands are and all that. But I'm this, and I'll go real quick because this has nothing to do with anything, but I'm the only 9 girl that I know of.
Hmm.
And so if any of the listeners are 9s
girls
and girls,
hit us
DM
up.
DM me because I would
make
like
a little support group.
Well, I just want to be like, hey, you,
yeah,
get,
you guys can
like,
start a text thread.
We get each other.
Yeah, let us know your number. We'll just start a little group text. Yeah. Or you guys will. Okay. Real quick though, guys, too.
Oh, so many quick things.
Well, no, I was going to say something about this. I was going to say something about the workshop, but I forgot. Just jump right into it.
Okay, so Finding Freedom. So basically what it is, it's...
Well, no, don't tell them details. I want origin story.
Well, I know, but I kind of wanted to tell them details and then the origin.
Okay, go ahead.
So basically what Jeff had said, Sadie Robertson and I did 9 videos, and it's teaching that you can watch, and then it has a workbook that goes along with it. And if you go online, you can find other...
Was it 8 or 9?
Oh, it's 8. Sorry. Yeah. I looked down and it was the wrong number. It's 8.
I was going to say, hold on. I think I know.
Bonus. Yeah. And if you go online, there's other packages that you can get for more deeper healing and things like that. But it's just so cool how it came to be because so a huge part of my story since I've been walking with the Lord, I had an eating disorder for years, 6 years. And it was, you know, it wasn't like really horrible those 6 years, but it was on and off, up and down. And sometimes it's even hard to, a lot of women have eating disorders, but a lot of them don't even realize they have it because it's hard to measure kind of, because someone's eating disorder may look completely different from somebody else's. And you may think, oh, well, I'm not in rehab and, you know, I don't struggle that much, so I don't have an eating disorder. But, a lot of the times you do, even though you don't, you know, so there's different levels. So anyway, I struggled with an eating disorder for 6 years, all through high school, all through college, and then a little bit after college. And the Lord really brought me to a place of healing and having real victory over it and just like really finding freedom in who I am in Him, learning my identity in Christ and working through insecurities and lies that I'd been believing for years and years. And I wrote a blog about it when Jeff and I first got married, and it really was the first time that I shared my story.
One was cool is that was a really, you can just tell by the
response.
Yeah, the response too, that really struck a chord with people that follow you too. Yeah,
it did. Yeah. And just even some people that I knew, but I didn't like necessarily do life with were like, oh my gosh, that really helped me to know how to walk through this with my daughter, or that really helped me to learn that I need to find freedom in this. Mm-hmm. So it was just a really cool thing. But at the same time, I was like, okay, that I'm glad I got that out and the Lord really used that. But I don't enjoy talking about this part of my life because it's really dark and I don't like going back to that moment and that time in my life. So I kind of just let it be. And then when Jeff and I wrote our book, Love That Lasts, you know, we talk about dating relationships and having healthy relationships and marriages. But a huge part of that is looking back to your childhood and baggage and addictions and temptations that you've struggled with and you have healed from or not healed from, and you may bring into a relationship, and just how to have a healthy relationship. And so I knew that a big part of my story that needed to be talked about in that book was my eating disorder. And God had healed me from it kind of right at the same time that Jeff and I started to date. And so Jeff was part of that healing process. And so I wrote a chapter in our Love That Last book, and it got, you know, it came out, it was launched. And a month or so after it was out to the public, Sadie Robertson, who's their family's really good friends of ours, we just love them so much. And she texted us and just said, wow, like, loved your book. Thank you so much for writing, just sharing your story about your eating disorder. I struggled with it too. And I've never told anyone. And reading your book was the first time where I was like, I need to tell the people in my life about this. And so she told her mom, and then eventually she wrote a blog about it, which is just so cool because Sadie has such a big impact in our culture and in our world. And so anyway, so we knew that was just a really cool moment in general. Like, yeah. Okay, Lord, I said my story. Like, you have worked mighty ways in this. And
well, it's cool to show how a story has ripples. That's something I noticed with this story. Yeah. Is like, when you are vulnerable and you're transparent and you follow the Lord, then it has a ripple in your community, in your sphere of influence, in your school, etc. It impacts people. It's a ripple, just like when you throw a rock into a water and it goes out. Same with grace and stories, etc.
Yeah. So anyway, so we just thought that was a really cool thing. And then after a couple months went by, we thought, you know, there's something here. There's something. And it was funny because during this time, I had a mentor who had helped me heal and had just was really in my life and is still in my life. And I adore her. And she always said, Alyssa, there's like, you need to share your story. There's something here, something mm-hmm. you need to write a book about it or a study or something needs to be here. And yeah. I just kept telling her, no, like, I'm just not ready for it. It's still, I'm healed from it, but it's still just, I'm sure listeners understand like those things in your life that you're healed from and you have victory over, but you don't necessarily want to go back and talk yeah. about it and mm-hmm. dive into the nitty gritties of it because it's just really dark. And so she's like, okay, well, I'm just going to keep praying for it. And then fast forward a couple more months, yeah. Jeff was like, we need to write a Bible study and you and Sadie need to do it together. And this is going to be really powerful. And yeah. so lo and behold, here's Finding Freedom. And it finally is out today. And it's just really cool that we can share our stories, but in a way too that now is a workbook and a video series. So it's not just a chapter and book, which is really important and really good, but it's now like, hey, here's a tool that I can give you if to help you walk through healing and find victory and real freedom. And it's not just on if you have an eating disorder or not, but it's all the things that we girls and women struggle with who, you know, body image stuff, insecurity, identity in Christ, or not having your identity in Christ. I think this culture throws so many things at us about who we should be as women and things that we have taken on that we don't even realize or our family has given us that are heavy and our lies and are not of the Lord. And so really just digging through all that and really finding our identity and security in the Lord. And so, yeah, so we're just, I'm really, really stoked that this is finally out.
Hey guys, I want to take a break out of this week to talk about one of this week's sponsors, and that is care.com. They are amazing. I've talked about them before, you guys. They're easy and reliable way to find care for everyone in the family when and where you need it. So, you can have access to 8.6 million caregivers across 16 countries, and they're the world's largest digital marketplace for care in all areas. We're talking nannies, sitters, housekeepers, senior care, dog walkers, and more, full-time, part-time, anytime. So you can even replace errands with family time, you know, by not having to spend your weekends cleaning or driving or dog walking, let someone else do that and replace that with family time, which is something that we actually care about and love. You can de-stress your life by allocating care that you need in certain places. And they're the world's largest digital marketplace for finding and managing family care. And you can actually find care for everyone in the family, like I mentioned. So they make life simpler. It's all in one place. And you can join for free as a basic member and start searching for local great caregivers. We love them, guys. This is something that actually matters to us, is trying to be good stewards of our time and our energy, and also, you know, allow support of other jobs and other services. And so it's really, really cool for us. Having someone clean our house is actually something that was a huge trade-off. We had to save up for it. But for us, that means less stress on Alyssa, more time that we get to hang out together, and more sustainability for our family when you have toddlers running around going crazy all the time at this age. So yeah, they're super, super awesome. And they want to hook you guys up. So to save 30% off with a premium membership of care.com, visit care.com/Jeff and Alyssa. And you can get 30% off on a premium membership. So make sure to check it out. All right. Yeah, guys. So what we're going to do is we're going to give you a little surprise. And that's throughout this podcast episode, we're going to drop just some little nug nugs. That's what I like to call them. And basically we're going to drop little, you know, 2 to 3 minute previews of the video series. So and before we do that, I just want to read the back cover too, because I think that really exemplifies what the study's about, how proud I am of Alyssa and Sadie and just this product and what it's in this workbook and this series and the videos and what it's going to do for people. But mainly because of this too, while this was generated mainly from the pain point of Alyssa's own story and with eating and in eating disorder, they, in a cool way, made it more general than that, in the sense of like, it's very applicable to anyone who's basically not believing truth. Anyone who's living and believing lies. And so it even tailors out from there to a little bit more just like lies and truth, body image in general. But I'll just read it. So, you know, it says, we have heard these verses over and over again. Galatians 5:1 that says, for freedom, Christ has set us free. And verses like, we are fearfully and wonderfully made in God's image. But we don't always live like these verses are true. Instead, we are held captive by lies that tell us we aren't good enough, skinny enough, fit enough, or liked enough. We live in the bondage of those lies instead of the freedom of God's truth. Join Alyssa and Sadie for this 8-week study on loosening the chains caused by the lies we tell ourselves. Through Christ, we can experience true hope, true love, and true freedom. And then it says, in this study, you will learn the process for life transformation. So there's a step-by-step process that they give you. Uncover the lies you believe and replace them with God's truth, and discover who God is and what that says about who you are and how that changes your life. So here's the first preview.
My whole world was changing so much. I'm all of a sudden kind of known as a celebrity. I'm in this serious relationship, but things aren't really that great in this. I'm like, people are telling me to move to LA, but I like Louisiana. And I felt like my whole life was totally out of my control, like completely chaotic, completely crazy. But to me, like she said, even though everything seemed to be out of control, this seemed to be like the one thing, it's like mine, like I can control this. So whether that means I am going to literally kick my butt every day and run way too much and work out way too much, it's like not even healthy, and like eat nothing and let that control me. I mean, kind of, I guess I thought I was in control, but it was really controlling me because it was consuming me. I didn't really realize that it was a problem until I really realized how that's like the only thing I'm thinking about. And then I couldn't stop thinking about it. And so I remember in this season, I kind of just like began to, I don't know, like be so consumed with it. Like I said, that's all I could think about. That's all, like you think about every single meal. It like stresses me out. And actually through that, that's kind of how I started to have my anxiety issue, which many of you know, because I talk about fear all the time and how to break that. But I can't really be fully honest in my fear story unless I tell you where that was triggered. And it all started from really having so much anxiety over eating and over what I was eating, when I was going to eat, or what people thought of the way I looked, which is completely crazy. And for me, it also brought a lot of shame because I thought, I'm never going to be the girl that struggles with an eating disorder. I'm not going to be that girl because I had a book out called Live Original. How could I be that person? I'm telling everybody else because I can see beauty in every single person around me, but I cannot see beauty in myself. And it was so crazy. And so, like she said, we'll kind of talk about more later, but kind of what happened for me and when it all changed is there were multiple times I feel in my life that I was, I think that God was speaking to me and things got better. But like you said, it came in and out. And it wasn't like I felt like I was completely healed. I felt like there were times that God was, hey, like, hey, give me your attention. And I'd be like, oh, yeah, that's great. But then I'd get lost in the world. But for me, one moment was whenever my boyfriend and I broke up. And I remember I looked at myself in the mirror. And for the first time in probably a year, I actually saw myself. And I literally broke down in tears because I feel like the enemy totally morphed the way I looked for that whole time. I couldn't even see myself for the way that I was. I, in my mind, had imagined myself like 50 pounds heavier than I really looked. I was way too skinny. It was like absolutely crazy. And I didn't even see it.
All right, guys, I hope you enjoyed that. We are so, so stoked about this resource and even this podcast. I hope this podcast encourages you. I mean, I hope you go deeper and check out the workbook. Here's the thing too. I want to make sure that we also clarify on this too. Findingfreedomworkshop.com is where you can order it. And it comes with the videos and the workbook. But if you go on Amazon to check it out, you'll notice on Amazon, the workbook.
We're on Amazon?
Yeah. Just like any book is. Yeah.
Oh.
But we did it a little funky, guys. So if you go on Amazon and you see that the workbook is $50, you'd be like, oh, that's expensive. But in reality, what we did is we made it so you can't have the workbook without the videos. So basically, when you order it on Amazon, you get the videos too. And what that is in the first couple pages of your workbook, there's a special code basically that gives you, you know, access to the videos. So it's not $50 just for the workbook when you go online. It's actually with the videos too. But if you do findingfreedomworkshop.com, you'll be able to get, you can use Freedom Podcast for $10 off. But I have a quick question for you because I'm the host and I'm just over here loving life. What would you say you learned about finding freedom and body image and why it's important and why you kind of leaned into freedom more, even though it's fighting for freedom is hard? Why'd you lean into that more once you became, you kind of mentioned a mom or a parent and with Kinsley, or how does all this stuff affect how you parent, how you kind of like want to take care of yourself even more so because there's someone watching you, or however you want to answer that. But how would you answer that of like, how has this affected your journey as a mom? Do you still struggle with this stuff as a mom, or is it just when you were in college, et cetera?
Yeah. Well, I mean, I think when I was 22 when I really started my healing journey, and that was really—
How old are you now?
30.
Oh, you're not supposed to ask a woman her age, but you're my wife, I can ask.
And that was really good, and I knew the importance of finding freedom then, and I needed victory, and I really longed for that, and I knew that God had something so much better for me than how I was living. And then I think when I worked with a lot of high school girls, I worked with a lot of college girls, and so I knew it was always heavy on my heart, like this is a passion of mine. I want women to walk in freedom. And then when I had a daughter, so maybe even more so that I have a daughter than just being a mom, it just really struck me that I would never, ever think the lies over my daughter that I believed about myself or put the pressure on my daughter that I put on myself, or feeling like I had to be a certain way. Like I would do anything. I would move heaven and earth to protect Kinsley from thinking those lies that I believed for so long. And I think any mom's heart would agree with that. And so I think even more so than it became even on a deeper level of seeing myself as God sees me, because now I have a daughter and I see her not perfectly, obviously, because I'm human, but I see her through God's eyes. And so I want to see myself through those same eyes. And I want to be an example that she can look to of a woman, a mom that walks in freedom, that loves her body, that is secure in Christ, that doesn't nitpick over what she doesn't like or feels uncomfortable because of whatever it may be. Like, I just want to set an example where she can look up to that, be like, I want to live like that. When culture tells me to be like this, I want to be like my mom and know who I am in Christ. And so even as I talk about that, I'm like, wow, that just makes it even more of a, what do you call that? Not like a heavy burden, but just more.
You take it more seriously?
Seriously. Yeah. Like, I want to really, it makes me even now be like, oh, I need to really have that at the forefront of my mind when she sees me getting dressed or in the mirror getting ready in the morning. But as a mom, like, you know, I don't think that this issue, in a way, I feel like it's gotten easier because I'm not in the trenches of it. Just like any sin that we struggle with, there's real healing, and the Lord frees us and heals us. But I think throughout, there's some sins in our life that I think we just will always struggle with. And I am hesitant to say that because some people might disagree. But I feel like there's some things.
No, I know what you're saying. I don't think I don't think you're saying that you lose to the sins.
No.
I think we always have, we have victory in
we
Christ.
We have proclivities to things.
Yeah, there is, you know, one person doesn't evenly, perfectly, robotically tempted by 17 different things at the exact same way. It's more like each person's personality, the way they were born, their story, their DNA, their family origin, etc., all combines to this, make this cocktail where, like, you kind of like have one or two things that kind of are your more of a nemesis in a sense. Yeah. So that's all you're saying. I get
it. Yeah. And so for me, this is that. And, and like fear and worry probably. But anyway, and so I feel like there's a couple things in our lives as Christians where I feel like the Lord heals us and takes us to a place of victory. But then maybe come, you know, a year from now or 3 years from now when you're in a different season, it can come back, but it's not as in a different way. And the mm-hmm. Lord wants to bring us healing and freedom in a deeper way. Am I making sense?
Yeah.
Preach it. Like in a different way. And so I feel like as a mom, just because I'm 30 and I'm a mom, this doesn't go away. And if I look back on the last 8 years, there's been years and seasons where this isn't a struggle at all. I don't think about it. I feel really comfortable. I know who I am in Christ. I feel comfortable in my body, those things. But then there's been certain seasons where it's just been really hard. And right after I had Cannon and I had a postpartum body, that was really hard for me. When I'm talking about like struggling with my body image. And even now being pregnant with baby number 3, and I think a lot of it is because this book is coming out, just feeling a lot of Satan's attacks with my body image and these lies being thrown at me. But it's different because I am in a place of victory. So I, even though it's hard and I struggle and it's not easy right now, I can notice the lies right away and be like, okay, no, but God thinks this of me. Or it's just quicker turnaround. Does that make sense?
Yeah, totally.
So anyway, I don't know if that answers your question. I just, if you are a mom out there and this has been part of your story or you're struggling with it right now, I guess I'm saying, like, I get it. I'm there with you. And even though I can stand at a place of victory and freedom, and I know who I am in Christ, some days are harder than others and I have to fight. I still have to fight. But I think the truth is that God has fully equipped us and given us all we need so that we can fight.
Hey guys, I want to talk about one of this week's sponsors, and that is Nutrafol. They're a new, safe, effective strategy to take control of your hair health. I know to some people that is important, myself included. I don't want to be the 60-year-old guy who has no hair left on his head. And so they're 100% drug-free, nutraceutical ingredients, clinically shown to improve thinning hair. They have it for women and for men. So for women, it's awesome. They specifically developed one with women's lifestyles and life cycles in mind. Unlike men, whose primary hair health concern is genetics, women actually, stress plays a huge part in hair thinning. The daily demands of work-life balance, juggling all that it takes with motherhood, postpartum, etc., they want to actually help you on that. And for men, it's not just genetics either, but it's also stress and diet and environmental toxins, etc. So here's what we want to do. To get your first month supply of Nutrafol with a subscription for only $10, visit Nutrafol.com and use the promo code Jeff and Alyssa. So if you go to that and you use the promo code Jeff and Alyssa, you can start your subscription for only $10. So that's N-U-T-R-A-F-O-L TRAFOL.com and use the promo code Jeff and Alyssa. And so, yeah, it's cool. It's really, really cool, guys. It's been decades since anyone's made meaningful advancements in the hair health industry, and they are doing that. And their scientists and researchers have worked for years to come up with a formula that multi-targets various causes, helping everyone, and it's 100% drug-free, made of clinically tested medical-grade botanical ingredients. So go ahead and check them out. And again, Nutrafol.com, promo code Jeff and Alyssa. Guys, I know you're probably sitting there right now thinking, like, I'd never want Jeff to talk on any podcast again, because when he does, it's like totally a 6 or 7 out of 10. And when Alyssa talks, it's a 10 out of 10.
Oh, stop.
And I will make a mental note of that, and I will try to hold to that. Real quick, we want to give you another preview, a little snippet from the course, but I just was flipping around in the workbook. It's in my hands right now. Can you guys hear the pages? I think you can. And week 4, there's also like really pretty art. You know where like workbooks?
It's really a pretty workbook.
Yeah, I know. You know where art? You know like workbooks do like really, really pretty like one page arts. You know, to like celebrate the work prints and stuff, to celebrate the weeks and stuff like that. One of them I just flipped open to says, it's kind of like quotes and really pretty like hand lettering and pictures and graphics from the week, but. Week 4, one of them says on the page, has asked for forgiveness and for help renovating your mind this week. And I love that, because I think that's what, you know, week 4 is about, of like, renovating is such a cool word with this, because it's like, you know, you renovate a house, you remodel a house, but we don't ever think of our minds or our bodies like that. and specifically our minds, that you, minds need a renovation, right? Or like a renewal, Romans 12, where you have to actually offer your body as a living sacrifice. And I think I heard a pastor say once, you know, the thing about a living sacrifice is that it can always crawl off the altar, you know, you have to always constantly actively submit yourself to renewing your mind, or else you'll just kind of fall off the altar and not anymore. But I just think, yeah, that renovation word is really powerful, of like, it's just like, it's a lot of work, but it's really cool because a new house is being built of truth. That's really what that means, of like, you know, like ask the Lord that, like, cause I think we also have to realize too, like what you said with the Kinsley thing, of like, you know, put in perspective, like you would never hold Kinsley to the standard that, you know, you were holding yourself to.
Never.
And so like, same with God, the Father in us, right? Like he delights in us. He takes pleasure in us. And that's another week that it talks about, but, he takes pleasure in us. And so we don't need to beat ourselves up, but it's just some sense, it actually is even more serious than that, of like, you're actually like defacing and defaming. When you deface and defame yourself, you're kind of like, you know, putting graffiti on God's own creation. So when you think about it that way, rather than like yourself, you're like, oh, I'm God's workmanship, and I'm like basically like saying God doesn't make good workmanship. That's all. That's like a sin against him, you know. Not to make it super serious, but I think that helps actually, to be like, wow, like I'm God's creation. This is actually about his creativity, and I can renovate my mind or renew my mind by the power of the Spirit. Yeah, I said I wasn't gonna talk. Sorry, guys. But no, all right,
so good.
I was gonna go to the preview, but you got something?
Well, I just was thinking too, like, maybe not even so much building a house, although that's important, but not to put your analogy down. But I just got a picture in my head, because I think a lot of the times we can know who we are in Christ, or maybe not, but we're walking with the Lord. Like, I was a really strong believer. I was a leader at church. I was a leader in the college campus. But a lot of the times there's just part of our mind that believes all these lies, and so it gets really corrupt. Yeah. So I think of like our upstairs bathroom and how we just tore out all the cabinets.
That's more with renovating, but yeah.
Oh, I thought you meant building a house.
Well, like with a house, but like, yeah, when you renovate a house, you like take out parts, you know, you remodel. It's a remodel.
Oh, I just meant more remodel.
Yeah. Keep going. No, keep going.
Well, anyway, we just tore out all these cabinets in our bathroom because it was like infiltrated with termites, which is so disgusting. And I won't even get into the nitty gritties of it because it was so gross. So Jeff completely tore it out. And so we're remodeling it. And so sometimes I think that's how it is with our mind as women and men. But like with this particular issue, that we start to, someone says a little something when we're in second grade, or maybe our mom says something, or our friend, or you read something on Instagram. And then all of a sudden, without even realizing it, it like becomes this record player in your mind. And then you start to cling to these other lies that Satan throws at you, or what someone else says, or what a magazine says. And then slowly but surely, your mind is like playing these lies and truths, these things that are not truth at all. And so we start to live in it.
Yeah.
And and even if you know that you are, my problem for so long was I knew that this was not right. I felt so much darkness. I felt like I was in bondage and like I was trapped in this jail cell that was so dark, and I was wanting to get out so desperately, but I couldn't. And sometimes we just have to cry out to the Lord, and also maybe cry out to someone else that will actually help us and like just tear it down. Like, exactly, and yeah. I think it really is all in the mind. We have
and build a new house
and build a new, put new cabinets in the bathroom, totally. Like rebuild your thinking. Cause, and I think we talk a lot about this in the study that, this issue is so much so in our mind. And a lot of people don't even know that we are struggling or don't know that you do have an eating disorder because it is so a mind game that we don't let anyone else into. And so nobody else knows. And you feel so embarrassed and shameful that you don't ask for help.
Totally.
Or maybe you have asked for help, but it was the wrong person. And they kind of like poo-pooed it because, oh, like I remember one of my girlfriends who really helped me through this process of healing. She had two older sisters and like she told them one time in high school, like, oh, hey, like I'm struggling with throwing up. And they're like, oh, we all do that. Like, that's what you do at lunch. Or, you know, and so, like, you just don't tell the right person. So then you're like, oh, well, I tried to tell someone because I knew this wasn't probably what God wants for me. But I guess this is what everyone does. Yeah. And so, anyway, that's just kind of a long tyrant. But it really is in the mind.
It's a long tyrant.
So
it's a long tyrant.
What's the right word?
Guys, I always have to call out Alyssa.
A rant?
Nope.
A long...
Well, it's kind of rant. I know exactly the word. I always know the word you're trying to use. Guys, I have to call her out on this because this is our like our inside joke in our marriage. Is she is... The word for that... The word is euphemism, right? Where you're trying to say like a term or like a cultural phrase. The tangent's not a euphemism, but... But yeah, the word's euphemism. And so Alyssa always messes up euphemisms, but owns it though. Like she just says,
I always
like,
think it's right.
So yeah, I just like she just said right there, like, yeah, I just went on a long tyrant, right? It's like, so we, it's just like, it's our funny What's inside joke where I try to mark in my mind. It's tangent. You were trying to
tangent.
Say tangent. Like
Thank
you, went,
you.
You went on a tangent. You didn't go on a tyrant. You went on a tangent. But guys, it's like my favorite part about our marriage is she just like every, you did it 2 days ago. It was the one 2 days ago at their house.
Well, that one I can't repeat. That wasn't very appropriate.
Oh, yeah, you're right. That one was... She accidentally... Guys, she didn't realize she was doing this. She accidentally... No, I'm not going to say it.
No, don't say it.
But she accidentally said something rated R that she didn't know was rated R because she's so innocent, but she was trying to say something else.
It's or really like funny. A couple years ago, we took some friends out for dessert, and I knew the couple really well, and Jeff was like getting to know them. And so the other husband... He had a brother, and so I was trying, and I turned to Jeff. I'm like, oh, yeah, he just got deported to Iraq. And Jeff goes, I think you mean deployed.
Yeah, and I was like, I don't think he was an illegal legal citizen if he went to war for us in Iraq. So, guys, she's amazing at that. Anyways, here is a quick preview and another little snippet.
It is so good what you were saying, too, is realizing the lies that you have believing and where it started. Because sometimes I think it starts in our childhood or... Maybe your mom doesn't have a healthy way of eating or your grandma, and so you take that on. Or, you know, so sometimes it's also thinking back to the your childhood or a relationship and the lies that so easily sunk in. And why did that affect you so much? And why are you carrying that still with you today? Mm-hmm. So really, like, asking the Lord to dig deep with all of that is really good. And I, Sadie, what she was saying is so good. And I think... Most body image issues are a control issue, but there's also different layers and different things like not believing how you're loved by the Lord or that He is love or that we need to love our bodies or things like that. And for me, you know, it started off as like, oh, I want to be beautiful and have a boyfriend and look like the other girls look. Mm-hmm. And then quickly became a control issue. Mm-hmm. And so for me, that was my trigger. So anytime something in my life was out of my control, which... Everything in my life is out of my control because God alone is in control. Yeah. And it was me not trusting Him, me wanting to take matters into my own hands. So, you know, like I had shared before, if there was a hard test coming up or I didn't have a boyfriend or the boy I liked didn't respond the way I wanted him to respond, or, you know, after college, I had no idea what I was going to do or struggling for money, whatever it was like, okay, my life, and it wasn't like I even was conscious about it. It's just, I could tell I was living in fear and that I was anxious and I was feeling like
about something. And even the crazy thing, though, is even if I was taking that to the Lord and like, Lord, I trust you, like, show me what to do, or this is really hard. But even so, I wasn't living in that. Mm-hmm. Like, I would say that to the Lord, but then I would turn to eating because it was something I could control. And I could tell, too, that then when I was healing on my journey, that I could tell that that was a trigger. So anytime that something in my life felt out of control, then I would know, okay, Alyssa, be aware that your life feels out of control, that you're having to trust the Lord in this issue, that this is chaotic, that it's going to cause fear. So be aware that eating may be an issue now. And that's why I think it's so important to dig deep, so then you can really heal, so that when the trigger moments come, you have, not only do you have the Word of God and His Holy Spirit and prayer and your community and mentors, but you're like, okay, you need to understand you too. Yeah. Like, we need to know God, really, and then we also need to know ourselves, and they're related.
Guys, welcome back. I don't know exactly what part you just listened to there in the preview, because we're going to do this in the edit room. But while you were listening to the preview, me and Alyssa were having a little conversation, and she took me as a host very seriously. And so she just put all the pressure on me, where I was like, okay, it's time to wrap it up. We only got a few, you know, we can be done and tell people stuff. And she goes, well, you wrap it up. It's not my show. You're the host now. You're the host. I'm like, wow, really making me own it. But guys, I really hope this resource will be a blessing to you. Let me give you a couple quick things. There's a bunch of different packages we made. Findingfreedomworkshop.com. I think we have like a $59 one. I think 16, I don't know, guys. Go to the site. Yeah, 79, maybe 129. And they all have all different levels. The basic, most smallest one, you get exactly what we've already talked about, the workbook, the videos, and stuff like that. But then there's some higher level ones if you want a little bit more help, a little bit more counseling, or a little bit more resources. We also have, you get some merch. We have like Moleskine Freedom, Finding Freedom Journal. We have awesome, awesome merch, guys. Super high quality t-shirts, tanks, backpacks, sweatshirts, dad hats. It's really, really cool. We have tattoos coming. So it's really, really cool, guys. So findingfreedomworkshop.com. Freedom Podcast is the code you can use to get $10 off. Tell your friends, tell your Bible study groups. You can do it by yourself. It's made for an individual journey, but it can also be done in a group setting with the videos. Any final thoughts on it?
No, I just hope that this is a huge encouragement for anyone who's listening.
I agree. So, hey, we love you guys, and I hope it was an encouragement. And Alyssa's story is incredible, and I know it will empower and encourage thousands of you. So let us know online if you check it out, if you're going through it. Let us know. Use the hashtag Finding Freedom or Finding Freedom Workshop, and we can't wait to see everyone going through it. All right, take care.